Suppose somebody thought you were a witch. Really thought you were a witch. Threw stones at you and everything. You'll find out how it feels on Theater 5 as you listen to The Dog Killer. Just leave them on the porch, please.
I could set them inside if you take off the chain.
Oh, no. How much is it?
$3.42 and the 70 cents from yesterday.
Oh, dear, I could only find $2, Samuel. Will it be all right until tomorrow?
I guess so, but I'll have to tell Pop.
Oh, thank you. And, here's tomorrow's list.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, Sammy.
Hi, Sally. Hey, wait up till I get my bike, huh? Hi, Mitzi.
Hi.
Gee, Sammy, do you go up there to the Winsteads by yourself?
Sure. What's the matter with them?
Have you ever seen her? The old, old lady?
Nah, she's in a wheelchair. She don't come to the door.
You know why? Because she's about 200 years old.
200?
That's crazy. Just because the kids say so.
I heard something else, too.
What's that?
They eat frogs.
Ugh.
They eat hamburger every day. Hamburger.
I'm telling Mitzi all about the neighborhood.
Did you tell her about my dog, Prince?
What's the matter with him?
Boy, everybody knows about Prince. He's one of the dogs that got poisoned. Only it didn't kill him like Billy's dog.
Poison? Golly!
She didn't even know about crazy old Winstead and the kids yelling at her.
Well, where I used to live, there was a crazy old man we yelled at. Crazier than her, I'll bet.
Lucinda? Lucinda Winstead! Oh, where is it? What has she done with it?
The groceries came, Mother. I'll fix your tea now.
Now, you come in here. Now, here, what were you doing in my work basket?
Mother, you know I was only doing what I had to do.
Stealing again?
I needed some money for Samuel for the groceries. You don't leave me any.
Too clever for you, hmm? Oh, and get your hands off me. Stop fussing with me.
I thought I could make you more comfortable.
I know what you thought. Thought you could steal my purse. No wonder the children yell at you.
You mustn't say that, Mother. They don't. They like me.
They know what you're doing to me. How much did you take?
The $2 you left under the shelf paper.
Thief. No wonder they say you're crazy. Oh,
please don't say that, Mother.
Crazy Lucinda Winstead, that's what you are.
Do
all your homework? Sure, it was easy.
That crazy arithmetic, too.
Hey, here's her house. I bet you're scared to yell at her.
Scared? We yell all the time. Crazy old Winstead.
Crazy old Winstead.
Gee, aren't you going to run, Sally? I'd be scared.
Oh, she wouldn't hurt anybody. She's just crazy.
But she might. What if she's a voodoo?
What's that?
You know, like in Darkest Africa. Like killing people with a spell.
What?
I dreamed that's what she was.
You did?
Oh, it was terrible. It was terrible. She had blood all over her hands, and she came flying at me, and she shook me like that hard.
Hey, see that hurt.
Not the way she hurt me. And then she put a spell on me and flew away.
Like on a broom?
No. Like a cloud. Fog. She just kind of faded. But she left blood on my arm. I bet you're afraid to go up and knock.
I am not.
I bet you are. Because she put a spell on you.
She would not.
Well, go ahead then.
All right, I'll show you. I don't think she's home.
Sissy, you're afraid. Go on.
Yes? What is it, little girl?
Oh, she looked at me. It's a spell.
What is it, little girl?
Radio Winston! Radio Winston!
No! No, children! No!
Go on in the house, Radio Bat!
Go on in! Go on!
Lucinda! Lucinda!
Yes, Mother.
What's this noise all about?
I don't know. A little girl came to the door. She looked frightened, and I opened it, and then she screamed.
Oh, what a sight of you.
I don't like it when they come to the door. It's too close. Why do they do that? Why? I want them to like me, Mother. I like them. Oh, they scare me.
Oh, everything scares you. Children, the morning, the dead dogs.
Oh, don't talk about the dogs. Who'd kill a dog? That's terrible. Who would do that?
Locking yourself in this house for 20 years. And me in a wheelchair.
Stop, children. Please stop.
Oh, why should they? True.
You mustn't say that, Mother, please.
That's why nobody'd marry you.
Oh. Who is that? Who threw that door?
Listen to push me to the window.
Who threw that? Who broke my window?
Come away from the window, Mother. Come away.
Now, you get out there and chase him. You take the broom to him.
I can't, Mother. No.
Here's the broom. Now, take it.
I can't. I'm afraid.
Afraid, eh? I'll show you, young lady. Now, get out of that corner now. Get out.
No, Mother. Don't hit me. Don't. I'll go.
Go, she was yelling. And then she came out of the house and she chased me, just like in my dream. She ran after me with the broom, making funny noises and hitting me.
What kind of noises?
Oh, not like people. Not like talking. Funny noises. Crazy witch noises. Witch noises, that's what they were. Witch noises.
I don't believe it. My pop says she's a nice woman.
Well, look at my arm. She broke it, didn't she?
So then she grabbed Mitzi by the hair and knocked her down and started hitting her with a broom. Her arm's in a sling.
Holy smoke. Didn't Mitzi yell?
Loud as she could. But crazy old Winstead had her locked in the cellar so nobody could hear.
Then what happened, Mitzi?
She kept healing me and hitting me.
Gee, then what?
Well, pretty soon my arm was broke, and my nose was bleeding, and I was hurt so bad I couldn't move.
And then what did she do?
Then she left me. I guess she thought I was dead.
She's crazy. Somebody ought to kill her.
Hello, Mr. Bradley. My mother wants a quart of milk, please.
What happened to your arm, Mitzi?
Oh, I heard it in school.
Sam told me you got mixed up with a crazy woman.
And a pound of stew meat.
You sure eat a lot of that at home, don't you?
Mom likes it cut small, please.
Mind if I look at that sling?
No. I don't want you to touch me.
All right, Mitzi. Sam! What's the matter with you? Come here, boy.
Oh, Pop, why did they have to do it? Pop, Prince is dead.
Dead?
I just saw him in the lot down the street. He was just getting better and everything.
Oh, but she did it.
No, Sam, don't cry. There are other dogs.
I only want Prince.
I bet crazy old Winston did it.
Oh, stop that, Mitzi.
I know she did.
You don't know anything.
Just because I'm new here? Well, I know a lot more than you think, because I saw something.
What did you see?
I saw her putting poison out.
How did you know it was poison?
Because I saw Prince there last night, and now he's dead.
You saw him?
Yes. Well, my father read me in the paper how the poison was in little pieces of meat about that big.
Mitzi, I see your arm's all right now.
What?
You got it out of that sling fast enough.
Excuse me, I'll be back. I gotta tell the kids about Prince.
Go on, Wally. Get some more wood. We gotta keep the fire going.
And hurry, we gotta have a big one to scare her.
Here's a box. This'll burn good.
Oh, boy. Look at that. Wow, what a fire. Oh, look at it go up.
Can you get some more rocks?
Here's one.
Well, go on, throw it. Throw it at the house.
I already threw one.
You see, Sally and me lit the fire, didn't we?
So what?
So? We have to scare her. Throw it.
She might come out and yell.
Oh, what do you care? Didn't she kill Sammy's dog?
And the other dogs, too. I saw her give them the meat. Maybe tomorrow she'll kill yours.
I'll kill her first.
Well, then throw it, then. Go on, Jimmy.
She wouldn't kill my dog.
You broke it.
Crazy old dog killer!
Crazy old dog killer!
Crazy old dog killer!
What are you kids doing there? What are you throwing stones
right,
for?
Run, Jimmy! Run!
Come on, get out of here, all of you!
She killed the dog!
Now, go
now,
on, please,
her.
Just get out of here, all of you! Get out of here, you kids! Get out of here, will you? Get out of here!
Go away from the door. I don't like it when they knock.
Oh, if I could only get around. Oh, it's Bradley. I can see him out there. Let him in.
No. He's Samuel's father. He thinks I killed the dog. Please, Mr. Bradley. I didn't kill him. He was such a nice dog.
Oh, let it in.
No, no.
Lord, save an old woman. I've got to do everything myself.
My hat. Where's my hat? I've got to get away from them. They want to kill me.
Okay, Mr. Bradley.
My hat. Where's that hat? I can't go without my hat.
What are you doing?
I didn't kill him, Mr. Bradley. I didn't kill Samuel's dog.
I know that, Lucinda.
Oh, do you remember the little bird, Mother? The little bird whose wing we mended. I never killed anything. It would fly away, and then it would come back. The little bird loved me. I never killed anything.
Where do you think you're going?
I've got to get away. They're coming after me. I've got to go before the children bring the dogs. They've been planning this a long time. I've got to get away from them.
Wait, Lucinda.
You mustn't touch me.
Now, take that coat off this minute, Lucinda.
No. The children don't like me. I always knew they'd come when they had enough dogs. That new girl brought them. The dogs are waiting for her. Now they're coming after me.
Lucinda, I...
Lucinda, don't go out there, please.
But they're coming after me with the dogs. I can't wait. I've got to go. Let me go.
Lucinda!
Did you see where she went, Jimmy?
Not after she ran out.
Well, you shouldn't have let her get away. Hey, I bet if we got some other kids, we could find her.
What do we want to find her for?
She might hurt us, Mitzi.
No, not if we hurt her first.
You mean like with sticks and things?
You're crazy, Mitzi.
She poisoned the dogs, didn't she? She gave them that meat.
My pop said she didn't do it.
All right, Smarty, if you're afraid, but I saw her do it.
Come on, let's look for her.
You coming, Sammy?
No.
Fraidy cat, look at him. You ought to be ready to kill her. I guess you didn't like Prince.
I did, too. He was my dog.
Then why don't you come and find her?
All right, I will. I'll show you. Lucinda! Lucinda!
Now, where is that girl? Leaving an old woman alone this way.
It's not you I'm worried about, Mrs. Winstead. I've searched for 2 hours. Lord knows where she's gone.
Oh, nobody cares about me.
Oh, stop sniveling.
I'll never buy at your store again.
That suits me fine. Don't forget I went to school with her. I still remember what happened to her because of you.
Mary! That's a lie.
You robbed her of any chance to be human when you drove Fred Baines away.
Don't say that name in this house.
Beginning right then, you turned her into a clown. Something for the kids to laugh at. Well, they're laughing tonight. But it's not funny. It's not funny at all.
Fred Baines was nothing but
she
a...
She loved him.
You leave me alone.
Oh, let me rest. Oh, please, let me rest.
Where'd she go? I saw her all squinted.
Oh, please don't let them find me. I'm so tired.
Get her. She killed Sammy's dog. She killed Billy's dog.
Oh, no, I didn't kill her.
Hey, Vincey, I think I see her. She's over there.
Get her. What are you going to do?
Get her, that's all.
Jimmy, get behind her. Don't let her get away.
Oh, no, children. I love that dog. I did.
Yeah, you fed him poison.
Crazy old dog killer.
Oh, no. No.
You killed him. You killed my dog.
Billy's dog killed
No.
I saw you.
I didn't kill the dogs. I didn't. Oh, I've got to get away. Oh.
Don't let her get behind that well, Tommy.
Keep her where we can see her.
Oh, save me. Let me get behind the well.
Come over here, Jimmy. You can see her from here.
Stop! Stop! If you don't leave me alone, I'll jump.
Go ahead, jump. Crazy old dog killer.
Who cares?
Jump. Crazy old Winston, jump. Missy, look. Look what she's doing.
No, Joe, please. You didn't kill them. I know you didn't.
Sally. Oh, Sally.
Get out of here.
Come on. Run.
Sammy, come on. Come on.
You get over there, Mitzi. Sit on that stool till your mother comes.
Gee, Mr. Bradley, I didn't know.
You didn't know anything. None of you did.
Well, she did poison the dogs. I saw her do it.
Mitzi, if you don't stop saying that, I'm going to slap your silly little face.
Mitzi, how could you...
What?
How could you see her two houses away?
There's only hedge in between.
There's a brick wall at Helen's house.
What's that?
She couldn't see the Winsteads from her house.
Is that true?
No, I told you I saw her.
How could you see through Helen's wall?
Will you stop yelling at me? You don't have to mix me all up, do you? I told you I saw her.
I want the truth, Mitzi. Did you see her?
I don't remember. I mean... Helen saw her. She told me.
You're a liar, Mitzi.
I'm not a liar. I did see her.
You said you knew she didn't do it.
Yeah, why'd you say that?
And besides, Helen's been away for a week.
You're getting me all mixed up.
She bought everything here. I don't remember taking her any stew.
Please, you're mixing me up.
You didn't see anything.
I did, too.
You're a liar, Mitzi.
You bought stew meat, though.
I bet she did it.
Don't say that.
Boy, wait till the kids at school hear what you did.
Oh, no, please don't tell them, Sally. I'm new here. I only wanted to make friends.
You did buy that meat here, Mitzi.
Only a little. I just gave them a little honest.
A little what?
A little piece of the meat.
Holy smoke. You're a crazy old dog killer.
I'm not enough.
You killed them. You killed her, too.
No.
Crazy little liar. You killed Prince.
But he was only playing.
Crazy dog killer. You killed her.
No.
Liar, dog killer.
No.
We'll be right back.
5 has presented The Dog Killer, written by Richard McCracken and directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, Abby Lewis, Alice Uhrman, Rosemary Rice, Evelyn Juster, George Petrie, Sonny Loracco, and Christopher Botos. Audio engineer Marty Folia. Sound technician Terry Ross.